Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd's Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
And welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this March 5th, 2022. This is my first go-round with flipping the switch from on the tee. Gave me a total of 6 minutes to join you with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. So we'll talk about the show, and I'll catch my wind as an old man that just ran from the other side of the bar. And we're down here each and every Saturday morning, by the way. On the tee, if you hadn't listened, is going to be on from 11 to 2. And then, of course, we flip the switch to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We bring you a fresh and a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros each and every Saturday. And, of course, Ferg's has been down here for 29 years, right across from Tropicana Field, where they've been serving the people down here for 29 years. He's already planning his 30th anniversary, and it's going to be an absolute blast. And for the right reason. I mean, they're best in the Bay, sports bar and wings for 2021. And I just saw another piece. But what we're going to talk about too today, we'll talk Randy Grimes. Randy's been on several times. He's a former Baylor Bear and Tampa Bay Buck. And his book, Off Centered, just went onto the shelves on February 8th. Very fortunate to have him as a friend. And just saw him yesterday, by the way. And we'll be chatting with him about what took place during Super Bowl week, the book and how it's going. And we'll talk about the world of boxing that I was at, as I talked about last week, up there in Plant City. And speaking of that, one of the guests we're going to have is a young man named Christopher Young. And he is a referee. I met him at the card last Friday night, and it was a superb event. And we'll talk about him, and that's my new segment. I love the sweet science, and it's rich in tradition down here in St. Petersburg. So we're going to start talking about Inside the Ropes with our young man, Christopher Young, and, of course, Ray Kennedy. We'll have Ray call in and visit a little bit. Our prep connection today is the they actually just showed up, and that is the young man from Holland's. There they are. Yeah, the Holland's Royals are in the house, the prep connection. So we look forward to that. And then I'll do a little preview here of from the front row. Of course, just around the corner next week, all the conference championships take place. And then, of course, the seedings for March Madness. And it doesn't get any better than March Madness in my book. One of my favorite times of the year. Let's recognize our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Network affiliate stations, WTANAM 1340 and 106.1 FM, and that's St. Pete Clearwater, Tampa, WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350 and 102.3 FM, and like I said, reaching from Brooksville to the Sunshine Bridge and all of Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakeland and north to Zephyr Hills. And, of course, we're streaming on myhoovy.tv. Log in today. Go to our channel. It's really cool, and it's just getting designed and built. But it's got a lot of interaction right now, and I'm excited about it and proud to have Roger Warren and the gang out of Orlando as we bring you a video streaming channel along with our radio network that tied in with Tan Talk, and, of course, where we got our start, Joe Bardot and RadioSt.Pete.com. And I'm looking forward to that as well. And then let's go over from the front row, a couple of things of note. I just talked about the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and that's taking place, of course, in Orlando. And I loved that event. I'm going to share my story, of course, on Arnold Palmer. I was blessed. He had a course in Polk City, Iowa, at the Tournament Club of Iowa. It was a Arnold Palmer signature course. I had met him in 1999. At the U.S. Senior Open in Des Moines, Iowa. And I got that interaction because a couple of the teaching pros knew him personally. So I was blessed. And then it was 2000 or 2001, He was playing in the Allianz Championship, another champions event in Des Moines, Iowa, and the King was there. And Bobby Vanscoy, my friend, who was a teaching pro, his father and Arnie were business partners. So I walked out and we talked, and we had some commonality with a friend of mine from Sioux City, Iowa. Had the conversation, then fast forward to about, I think it was 2006, 7, right in that area. And he came to Polk City, and I had my little sports connection and my on the tee, the same things that I'm doing down here now. And I got a call from the head pro, Pat Franklin, and the GM. It was a weekday. He said, "Hey, can you get out here?" I said, "Oh, Palmer's here, and he's going to play 18. I can't get any of the big boys, you know, your version of the Tampa Bay Times. I can't get the Des Moines Register out here." And I was pathetic with a camera. I had Drake interns that did all my work for my magazine. And I grabbed the camera. I had a suit on because I was going to a sales meeting. Canceled that. And I got to go out and ride around 18 holes with Arnold Palmer. Dr. Tom Davis, at that time, was the head basketball coach at Drake University. Any of the basketball fans out there would remember him from his University of Iowa days and Boston College. And anyway, so I got to go around for 18 hours. And I'm telling you, anything you've heard about Arnold Palmer as far as a gentleman is all true. He was unbelievable. It didn't matter if you were 7 or 77. Arnold Palmer would look you in the eyes, shake your hand, and ask you how you're doing. And that was my Arnold Palmer interaction. And to this day, in the sporting world, that was my greatest experience, without a shadow of a doubt. And I've been blessed 20-some years in sports. Anyway, over there in Orlando right now, the leaderboard has Victor Hovland on top, 9-under. Tyrrell Hatton is at 7-under. Taylor Gooch, 7-under. Rory McIlroy, 7-under. And Billy Horschel at 6. And then some of the notables, as they say, John Rahm, 2-under, Ian Poulter, 1-under, Sergio Garcia, 1-over, Patrick Reed missed the cut, and so did Justin Rose, a couple of world top 10s. Well, I don't think Justin is, but John Rahm certainly is on top of the world rankings. Games today down here at Ferg's, each and every Saturday during NCAA basketball. You can come down and select the game you want, and we'll turn the television. 94 televisions down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. And it doesn't matter, as I said. And the good thing about it, you're not, unfortunately, you're not battling with spring training. And I'm not going to talk about that today. You're not battling with any NFL. You're not battling with anything but college basketball. So all these games will be on. Better be a little golf for you golfers out there. All right, so you got Tennessee, Arkansas, LSU, Alabama. These are all the last games of the regular season prior to the conference championships next week across America. And of course, you got the SEC right over here at Amalie Arena. And that's going to be a great event. I think I am going to head over to that. Syracuse, Miami, Florida State, NC State. I think Leonard Hamilton's got this team on the right track again. And if there's anybody that knows about advancing in the Sweet 16, it's Leonard Hamilton and the Seminoles. Florida State, NC State, as I said. Kentucky, Florida, the Gators, they're playing well of late. And Creighton, Seton Hall, these are all teams that are going to be in the dance. Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Kansas, Texas, K-State, Texas. Looks like the Big Ten's going to get 8 teams in. I put a plug in for my Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm just stunned the way they're playing. And the Big 12 will send 6-7 representatives. And ACC is the only conference that's down. SEC, and I think you'll get 3 out of the out west in the Pac-10 and Pac-12. Sorry. And let's see if there's anything else going on down there. Oh, tonight got UFC fight down here at Ferg's. So look forward to that. Come on down, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. And we got some live music actually tonight at Ferg's. Kind of an R&B funk band, and I'm coming down. That's my genre, and I'm looking forward to that as well. All right, remember, as I mentioned to you, you're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right now, Hoovy.tv. Hoovy's a media group that we partnered with, and they swallowed me up in some capacity, headquartered in Orlando. Hoovy stands for Finish for Fun. We've been working on getting this launched for quite some time. And all the St. Pete Sports Connection broadcasts will now be streamed on our video channel, FergSportsConnection.tv. I've got on the drawing board 10 different sports podcasts. I'm looking forward to getting those rolling. as we build a studio up top of Ferg's here at 13th and Central. And let's see, we're now. Oh, and I forgot, and you can also get this here. A two-minute sports update. Every day you can hear it on the entire Tan Talk radio network and Sunshine 96.7 FM. However, now you can go to Hoovy.tv. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I got all my guests showing up one time, and I'm by myself today. I usually have my producer and my photographer, Kenny Knowles and Sherry, and they're back in the state of Iowa. They're the ones that keep this thing streamlined for me. Well, here she comes. I do finally have someone that can help me with my operations. You hear me talk about it a lot. It's my my wing woman, my right-hand person, Terry West. She's a Boca Ciega grad, and she's going to sit here and watch me fumble, stumble, and bumble for the next hour and 45 minutes. But right now, and then we've got the Royals in the house, and we'll make a call to my buddy Randy Grimes. He's probably waited with bated breath. Randy, as I mentioned, he's written the great book. Now, this is what happens when you put technology in front of an old man. You have to plug things in to be able to talk to him.
Or take a pill.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, I was just telling that. My right hand, kind of like your lovely wife, Lydia, just showed up. I was just telling her what happens when you put technology in front of an old man. I didn't have you plugged in, and I'm talking to you. But I talk to a lot of people that don't listen to me.
Yeah, you got to learn all that technology stuff or something.
Well, yeah, this is plug and play. That's how bad I am. So saw you yesterday. Didn't get a chance to get caught up. I didn't want to interrupt you down here. But you've been on a worldwide tour again of California. You went home to Texas. So let's start with Texas. And did you have a nice trip?
Oh, yeah. Always good to go home to Texas and be around my tribe, man. You know, we, especially in the Houston area there. You know, when you're self-published or a self-publisher, you got to be your own marketing team. So I've got to get out there and push this book, man.
You know what I love about one of the statements you made, you and I were talking about, and I'm considerably older than you, but we were talking about a couple old dudes that are doing all this Facebook stuff. And when Facebook came out, I was like, Facebook, Smacebook, I'm never using it. What BS. And then I moved down here, and I'm lonely, you know, friends and family, and so I get into it. Then when I got into this world, I'm a freaking kook. But you said, hey, man, it's poor man's marketing, and that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Are you on all the platforms? Are you on LinkedIn and Twitter and
I'm not as advanced as Randy Grimes, but I just went up to you. I just cut a deal, and maybe we can get you a couple because it's down in your neighborhood. I just cut a deal with my Triton Time, and I'm going to have an intern program. So maybe they want to give you a little love, too, because that's their cup of tea. They can manage it. They can keep it updated. So we'll talk about that off air.
Yeah, that sounds good.
They probably rather work with an ex-NFL standout athlete and Baylor Bear and somebody with a true message than a clown like me. But they keep going down every Saturday, and I love it.
I'm just so much more handsome than you are, too.
Oh, yes, and such a humble gentleman. Hey, by the way, I can't wait to see your wife again because it was National Sons Day yesterday. Your
right.
Son is one handsome man, and thank God he got Lydia's looks.
I knew that was coming.
No,
he is. He's a very handsome guy, and he lives in Rwanda. So
he
we don't
told
to
me that, man.
Yeah. We don't get to see him enough, but, you know, with FaceTime and WhatsApp and all the different things you have, you know, when you talk to him, it seems like he's right next door.
Yeah, well, right next door. Mine are in Denver and Des Moines, and it doesn't matter if they're in Rwanda. Getting them to FaceTime your call could be halfway around the world anyway, right? I'm like, you know, the old man gets lonely. Send it, you know, FaceTime me once in a while.
Right, show me some love.
Okay, so you complained yesterday down here at Ferg's that I did not talk about how gracious I was of you getting me over there, Plant City, for Pro Box Promotions, and the opportunity to see some great boxing, 11 bouts, superb facility. I thought, what's this old football player know about a boxing venue?
Right.
And you were spot
on.
You were spot on, brother.
Yeah, man, it's a Vegas venue out there, and that's in Plant City at the event center at what, Sands Treatment Center. And, you know, the next big fight is March 25th, I believe. That's the Friday night.
That's correct.
And that's the next big one. And how many bouts did you see? 11, 12?
11 bouts. The fewest rounds were 4 rounds. It went as many, they had 3 10-rounders. And I tell you what, from all over the world. There were cats from England, Colombia, Asia. It's amazing what Pro Box Promotions has done. And the young man that you hooked me up with, Gabriel Chavez, he actually flew in from LA, and he worked for the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see any knockouts that night?
Oh, yeah, a lot of knockouts. You know, being in boxing for 20-some years, we call those tomato cans, unfortunately. And there are these two good-looking young men, and they had Puerto Rican heritage, and their name escapes me right now. They're twin brothers, and they're about 21 middleweights. And they must have had the entire country of Puerto Rico in this area there. They had the flags, the families, the friends, and they had the flash. I mean, these guys are going to be great for boxing in the area. I mean, they're showing.
Oh, wow.
But they're superb boxers. And they both, and they fought about apart. And they both knocked their poor guys out in a round and a half. And I felt so sorry for these guys. They were scared to death. It was intimidating. It was like home field advantage, you know. They're from Largo, and but yeah, saw some great bouts, and you know, a lot of knockouts.
Well, Gary Jonas, the owner of Pro Box Promotions and also the owner of White Sands Treatment Center, he's done a heck of a job with that. You know, those are Florida's boxing division sanctioned fights, and they're live streamed all over the world. So what do you think about the way the risers went up and everything, and how many people they could get in there, and then all the tables around the ring? You know, that's what reminds me of a Vegas style venue.
Oh yeah, you're right on top of things, and then, you know, you fake it till you can make it. And I had that nice badge on. I borrowed somebody's suit, and I was right there in all the action, and they actually thought I was somebody. Because Roy Jones Jr. came up and shook my hand. I think I'd share this with you. Asked me how I been, man. And I'm like, just fine, Roy. And he said, we'll catch up in a little bit. He strolls by, and here comes Antonio Tarver, of course. Both these guys are household names in the world of boxing. And he does the same thing to me. I drop a couple names. I drop our buddy Barry Smith's name, because Tarver was inducted into the Florida State Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and sat at Barry. Of course, you know Barry. He had made sure that I let him know that we were friends, and he sat at the same table. This guy loved Barry Smith, and so I sat next to those guys, and people kept staring at me like, "Who in the hell is that bald-headed old guy over there?" So I looked important, man. I looked as important as I could.
Well, you are important, man, and I'm glad they treated you as such. So I'm just glad it all worked out, and you got to see that. And hopefully you'll be back on March 25th for the next one.
I plan on it. Yeah, I plan on being there. All right, well, let's talk Randy Grimes. And again, I want to thank you very much. These guys obviously didn't know you. Actually, did not know that who you were. And I'm like, you don't know Randy Grimes? Well, Chavez, I don't know. Had you talked to him? Because he was on top of it for you, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm gonna drop your name every time I go into a restaurant. Anytime.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Hey, I know Randy Grimes. Can you get me?
You're on your own if you do that.
All right. Let's talk about California. And I didn't get to catch up with you at the Super Bowl. It's always fun traveling. You're stuck in digging through your bags.
Oh, man, we had a great time out there, though. But, you know, especially after last year with Super Bowl being here in Tampa, and as exciting as it was to be in Tampa, it was still a ghost town because of all the NFL protocols with COVID and everything. So there was not a lot of media in town. Everybody was trying to do it virtual last year. So to be back in L.A. this year, things are coming back to life a little bit. There was not all of the media outlets were there, but most of them. So it's coming back, and hopefully by next year in Phoenix, everything will be back to normal. I think I remember saying that last year, too, when I was in Tampa. Hopefully next year everything gets better. But it was, for the most part. We did about 70 interviews. Not only talking about the book, but talking about the work that Athletes in Recovery does at White Sands Treatment Center there in Plant City. So, I mean, we accomplished our goal, and we met a lot of great people. We saw a lot of old friends that we see every year. That was my 13th straight year doing that. And, of course, went to Ditka and Jaworski's cigar party. That's always a highlight of the week.
That looked like an Oscars setup. You guys are all spiffed up and the red carpet out. That looked like a cool event.
Yeah, that venue this year, the venue down in Miami a couple of years ago was the greatest. We didn't think we'd ever top that, but this year they did. And it was a heck of a party. A lot of celebrities there, a lot of athletes there, a lot of Hall of Famers there. And Coach Dicka couldn't make it out there this year because of his health, but Ron was there shaking hands, lighting cigars and everything.
Who was?
So.
Who'd you say?
Who?
Who was there?
Ron Jaworski.
Oh, yeah, Jaws, yeah. Hey, I think I saw a picture. Am I right? Were you guys hanging out with Jim McMahon?
Oh, yeah, Jim was there. he might not remember.
Did Jim grab one of your books right out of your hand because he's so excited about it? I don't think he's ever going to make any lifestyle changes.
A couple of them in his backpack.
Did you wink at his wife and say, hey, I'm going to stick this book in his bag? Let's talk about the book. It came out February 8th, Off Center. And, I've gotten about a third through it, buddy. And I'm very, very impressed, as are the reviews coming out.
I'm going to have to get you the audio book if you're ever going to finish it. You've had this book now long enough to read it.
Hey, have you ever seen me read? I have to take my finger and I go across the sentence. Then I got to make sure I go to the second sentence again. It's a laborious process.
Come on. It's hard being you, isn't it?
Sometimes I have to take a ruler and make sure that I'm on the right line. So give me some cred, bro. All right, so
I'm gonna have to get you the audio book someday.
See how I work my way into that. All right, so let's talk about this book. Fabulous book, and of course, it was a family, basically a family project.
It was a healing process for my family. Just kind of share what their experience was through my addiction journey and everything else, but not only that, but through my recovery journey too. So, you know, it shows families hope and help out there. And like I said, it was a real healing process for the Grimeses. And you know, the reviews have been awesome. I've got about 50 reviews now on Amazon. Every one of them are great. Like I said, people are sitting down and reading it in one city. The most common comment is can't put it down, I wrote this thing back with, I wrote my story through the eyes of an intervention that's going on that me and my wife are doing, me and Lydia are doing. And, because I wanted to share all the different characters that are involved with a family that's struggling with somebody with addiction. You know, there's the enabler, there's the codependent, there's the one that thinks it's a moral failing and not a disease. It's the angry one, you know. And I wanted all these characters to be a part of this intervention and have something for everybody in there. And we accomplished that. And it's a great read. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It's a great comeback story, not only for me but for my whole family.
I've met your lovely bride, and I look forward to, well, you probably don't want to introduce me, but I look forward to meeting your children someday. They just have to be so proud of you as well.
Well, they are, and they show it every day. But I'm more proud of them because they're the real heroes of my story.
Give me the most interesting person you met this year at the Super Bowl that you hadn't met in the past.
Oh, man. You know, I had a long conversation with, let me think. No, that's not a good example. Well, who was the coach out at Washington forever, the young kid? Not pros, but college.
Young kid?
Yeah, young kid. Blonde-headed.
Not
was it Washington or Washington State?
Not John Gruden. You're not thinking of Leach, Mike Leach.
No.
He's not blonde-headed. He's a nut job. He's in Mississippi State.
Oh, crap. I can't think of this kid's name, but I was having a conversation with Ryan Leach. He was there. It was ESPN, one of their networks, one of their stations, and oh my God, I can't believe it. Anyway, he was a quarterback for the Bucs while I was there, and I forgot that he was there. So obviously, he just had a cup of coffee with the Bucs, but still, he was there. And the fact that I didn't remember him was, you know, but he was a great college coach. He won a lot of big games and stayed for a while. I'll think of it as soon as I hang up. But
Of course,
I can't
remember
my own name, much less somebody else's. You know?
Well, you're doing a good job so far. Hey, speaking of names, I really admire him, Ian Beckles on WDAE. You know, a lot of people in the radio business say you're not supposed to give love to other guys. I love their show, and he's a great cat. And I listened to your interview the other day. Actually, girlfriend and I were sitting across. We were heading to the Jacksons. There's a little old school, you brother. We were heading to the Jacksons at Hard Rock, and I was listening to him that particular day. I almost called in. He was calling you Bubba. Was that your nickname? And for the
while I played, right.
Where'd the Bubba come from?
That's what my family called me growing up.
Really?
I'm not going there.
When I saw you yesterday, I was going to walk up and pat you on the back and go, "Hey, Bubba, how you doing, brother?"
Well, you should have.
Yeah, I was.
Somebody saw a letter that my sister wrote me one time while I was in the locker room. That's how it started. But she started every letter with, "Hey, Bubba."
Hey, Bubba. I like that. Well, yeah. my boys will always go by Champ. Hey, Champ, how you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So what do you got on the agenda this weekend?
I'm going to the beach. You know my motto, if you can't tone it, tan it. So
if you can't tone it, tan it. I love that. So you're going to the beach?
Me and Mom are heading to the beach. I'm gonna tan this fat because it looks better than white fat.
What beach are you guys going to?
We're going to Paso Grill, probably.
Paso Grill. Well, you're walking distance there.
No, I wouldn't say walking. You know how lazy I am, but it would be walking distance for her, but not me.
Well, one of these days, maybe you can invite me down to Paso Grill Beach.
I would love to get your white body out there on that beach.
Hey. My bald head. All right, my man. Well, I look forward to you coming down and having...
Well, you know Nick, huh? So I assumed you know Nick. You saw him yesterday.
Hey, can I fess up?
Yeah.
I thought he was another dude. And again, like I did with Roy Jones Jr., I just rolled with it. So who was Nick yesterday? He has a clone.
No, he doesn't.
I swear to God, a guy that does business here. And that's why I said, "What are you two doing together?" And then I got over there and realized, that's not my guy. But you guys... Isn't that sad?
Well, Nick had a great career. I think he played for about 8 teams as a great right-handed pitcher, Nick Massett. And, you know, he's a Pinellas Park boy.
I know.
He's a local.
I know the name. Where did he go to high school?
Yeah, don't get me lying, but somewhere in Pinellas Park.
Really? Well, I got to get him on the air. I'm just getting ready to put on...
Oh, my God. That guy had a 17-year career, man.
And I should,
he had a better career than I did.
I should know about it.
And he's a local kid. So.
Hey, another thing. Are you golfing in the Tampa chapter Super Bowl event?
Yes. I will be there Monday. Matter of fact, I'll be there tomorrow night.
Are you going to be there tomorrow night? I'll be there tomorrow night. Walter Carter called me and said, it's a must. I have to go. So I got to borrow another suit. And
you got to wear a suit?
Well, he told me to wear a coat. Said, dress like a brother. And
are you kidding me? I'm just going to show up in shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah, I've seen how you dress.
It's a clearing party.
You dress for success. You're not wearing a t-shirt. Well, I'm going to be there at business cards trying to make money, brother. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, I'm going to see you in a suit then.
Maybe you and Barry will not shun me tomorrow when I show up at that highfalutin. Because I'm supposed to be at this event.
Well, good. Are you playing golf on Monday?
No, he wants me to come out there and shoot some video. I got to get my golf game in shape. In fact, I just did on the tee, and I need to get out and hit some balls.
There's no hope for mine, so I'm just hanging out with ringers.
Well, you're Crocodile Dundee. I've seen your pictures with Barry when you guys went golfing over in Tampa.
Yeah, that's right.
Where was that?
Avoid alligators. That was out at Tampa Falls.
Oh, my word. I mean, those were some big gators. And my Iowa carcass would have been in the golf cart and beaten the streets for the clubhouse, pal. You guys just kept playing.
Well, and I'm going to use that as an excuse why I can't play golf is the anxiety about the alligators around the greens.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it. Tell Lydia hello. Put some lotion on before you get out there today. And one of these days, my girlfriend and I will crash your past the grill party.
Well, you sound like my mama. I will. I'll put some lotion on.
All right. Well, I'm not going to call you Bubba, but people call you Bubba. So, all right, Bubba.
All right, man. You take care. Love you, buddy.
I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Thank you very much. He's Randy Grimes, and what a great guy. And now we're going to have a little conversation with... Well, I need to fill some time, and then we'll have the kids. And he's kind enough to bring his Royals down to the house. Ralph Rogers, how are you, my friend?
Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Well, I enjoy having the high school kids down. How many are you bringing?
You're probably going to have probably close to 12 to 15.
I don't think I can give them all their day in the sun on the radio.
I made them understand that.
Grab me a few seniors. But Ferg's loves the party environment, I can assure you that.
They most definitely do.
Now, I got to thank the woman to my right for she actually put this interview together and stayed on top of it.
Well, thank you very much for putting this together.
Yeah, you know, she went to Boca Ciega. I had to put Bogey together myself, but Boca Ciega. So how long have you been... At Hollins. I keep having to hesitate when I say it because when I first got down here.
Yeah, it was Dixie.
Dixie Hollins,
yes. I'm going into my third full year at Hollins. I was at, before I came to Hollins, I was at Boca Ciega for 7. And I'm going into my 35th year of coaching.
God bless you. I mean, We're blessed to have guys like you that are committed to kids. And, man, 35 years. You've seen a lot of changes.
I've seen major changes, yes.
And you probably have a lot of kids, not kids anymore, that still call you coach.
Yes, when I, you know, either if I see them, you know, in person or, you know, through, you know, media, some type of media, it's still coach.
How big a school is Hollins?
It's a 5A school. I don't know the exact enrollment of the school, but we are a 5A school.
So you play with Pinellas Park, Bogey.
Yeah, our district.
Osceola.
Osceola, Seminole, East Lake, Palm Harbor, Countryside, Tarpon Springs.
Is that every sport then, or does it switch?
Yeah,
up?
Well, those are all the schools within the county.
Okay.
And then like our conference, the county is split in half, so there's a north side and a south side, And the Southside Conference consists of us, Bogusiega, St. Pete High, Osceola, Northeast, and Seminole. So that's one part of the conference. And then the north side consists of Countryside, East Lake, Palm Harbor, Tarpon, Largo High. They're all in the north side of the conference.
Here come some of your players, Coach.
Here they are.
You can either identify who you want to sit here. We'll put all the players here. Don't mean to move you out, sir, but we'll move you. You can come back on when we get done with the kids.
I'm not worried.
And or you could do a you could flip coins, do a lottery. Yeah, we've got the Hollins Royals in the house. They had practice today. And this is our prep connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're here each and every Saturday from 12 to 2. When we get done with this conversation, we're going to talk boxing again. As I mentioned, I had an opportunity last weekend. I was hanging out, funny story, with Roy Jones Jr. and Antonio Tolliver. A little pro boxing over in Plant City. And we just talked to with Randy Grimes, pro boxing promotions, and looking forward to continue that relationship. So we will have Christopher Young. He is a sanctioned referee when we get done. So you guys be easy on me. I got boxers coming here. If you're coming across at me, I got boxers to back me up here in a little bit. But anyway, so let's continue, and then we'll get some of the kids involved. So that's your district.
That's our conference.
That's your conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
And district. Yeah. All those teams are in our in the district too.
Now, have you had games yet?
Yes, we've played six games up to this point. We are 3-2-1. The tie, yeah, no ties in baseball, but we had a tie game in Palm Harbor because it was a 4 o'clock game and they don't have lights, and we just ran out of at the end of seven, ran out of darkness, out of light. So,
Coach, what do you mean you have lights? You guys got cars?
Cars, I know.
Put the cars up there.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, back in the old days. Turn the lights on and keep playing. That's real old school. Or I'm from Iowa. That's a real small town. And in fact, a lot of them, that was their lights.
That was their lights.
You know that.
Yes.
Yeah, going back in the day.
Yes.
So you're 3-3.
3-2-1.
3-2-1, sorry.
Yeah.
When does the season wind down? I came from Iowa. To think about baseball in February, March, and practicing in January is just unheard of.
Right.
The season starts as far as going to practice in late April and runs all summer long. So when does baseball end here?
We don't end here till the district tournament will be will start the last the end of April and run that first week of May. So we play our regular season 25 game schedule, and then they seed the district, and then we start that district tournament that following week, that first week of May.
So your team this year, from a strength perspective, do you you got a lot of upperclassmen, or you got a good mix?
We have a good mix. We only have two seniors.
You're a young team.
We start a senior. Well, we're young, but we're old in some aspects too.
A lot of experience playing baseball.
We start a senior short. We start a senior in center. In center field, and then my first year at Hollins, I got a good group of ninth graders that came into the school. So a lot of those ninth graders now have been playing since their ninth grade. Now they're juniors this year. So we're junior deep wise in on the field. So
well, the beauty of that is you have your own little feeder system. They could get accustomed to your coaching style,
right,
and get accustomed to your system.
Exactly.
Because I don't care what level it is, there is a transition time and a change.
Absolutely.
That takes place with the coaching change.
Right.
That's just the reality.
So our juniors this year, have had the experience of being able to play at the high school level instead of having to sit a year or 2 years, and then all of a sudden come in as juniors. So that's why I say, we're young, but we're
experienced. Exactly. Yeah. And that's important. And they've been playing together for quite some time.
Right. Exactly.
That's one of the unique things. I've had several teams down here, and they had a lot of kids that just moved in. Well, that chemistry
And in fact, Bogey's one of the schools, or St. Pete High. They had a kid come over from, I can't think where he came in from, but he's a pitcher. And, you know, getting accustomed to his teammates, everybody else knew each other. They played, you know, youth ball together. And so that transition takes place.
Yeah, how many, this team's very close.
How many assistant coaches do you have?
We have myself, and then we have five.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Guys that you were familiar with or people that stepped up to the plate?
We just have one new one this year. The other four have been with me since the get-go. And, in fact, the new one that I brought in was one of my ex-players when I was – he played for me at Bogusiega.
Is that right?
So
that's got to be that's got to be a little fun, but at the same time, us old guys, you look back and go, well, I'm a lot older than you.
Yeah,
and say, what the hell? How did I get this old, man? I got players coaching with me now. But that's cool.
But it's good.
Yeah. Are you from here originally?
I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, born and raised.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school, Robinson, graduated from Robinson. Then I played, was able to play for three good coaches. My high school coach was Dave Best, great knowledge of the game of baseball. And then I played 2 years at HCC. For Lou Garcia, who's
really?
A legend.
Legend.
Yeah, and then I finished up at the University of Montevallo in Alabama and played for a great one, Bob Reisner, who was in the Yankee organization and got shut down with arm trouble on his last start in AAA baseball and was going to get called up after the game and never got to the show, but great. Was fortunate to learn a lot of baseball from three great people.
Well, the reality of this, and I used to work for the Cubs organization, people don't realize if you just get a cup of coffee, you're one hell of a baseball player. And people say, well, he didn't make the bigs. Well, you guys know how tough it is just to make your high school team.
Right.
Especially in the state of Florida where baseball, you know, is king, essentially, king. And then football, or you flip a coin the other way. But from across the country, when people look at this state, they think it's a baseball state.
State, right.
Because I know in Tampa alone, 89 Major League Baseball players have come out of Tampa. 89, one city. That's a phenomenal number.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big number.
Big number. All right, so do you you got your designated I'll probably talk to five guys.
Yeah, we've got a few here. This is our senior shortstop right here, Dallas Webb.
You don't need the headphones. Can you hear my big mouth?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Big mouth, loud enough. I've been doing this a long time.
I can hear you, though.
Yeah, coach can hear you, so don't say anything disparaging to the coach. All right, your name again, young man?
Dallas Webb.
You know, Dallas, I like you. You actually talked into the mic. Everybody else. You got a voice for radio, too. Maybe I'll get you as an intern.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dallas, you're a senior?
Yes, sir.
And you're the shortstop or you're the center fielder?
Shortstop.
You're the man, the plan, the athlete.
Yeah.
Everybody loves their shortstop, pitcher, and catcher. That's for sure, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been playing with these guys since you were a kid.
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Grew up playing at the same little league, Pinellas Park.
Are you Pinellas Park Little League? Okay, know the area well. And when you were younger, were you a pitcher too? You play all positions?
When I was younger, I mostly played outfield. And then once I got older, I ended up moving to the infield, and I've just been there ever since.
You know, one thing I tell kids all the time, or tell parents all the time, and you like to see coaches. When you were growing up, though, did your coaches let you play every position so you got a feel for, you know, every position? And every kid should know every position.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, I was pretty versatile. I could try and play everywhere, from the time when I first started playing baseball until now.
Now, did a coach, or a parent, or yourself decide that you were going to be a shortstop?
I mean, I just
hopefully yourself.
Yeah, pretty much myself. But I mean, I just try to play where the coach needs me. So, and coach needs me at shortstop. When I first came here, I was second, and then third, and then now, junior senior year, I've been shortstop.
You're a utility guy. You're versatile. I like that. And shortstop, there's a lot of pressure there as well. All right, now there's just two seniors. You got a lot of responsibility being a role model off the field and on the field for all these rookies here, these young guys, that some of them don't even look like they're in the in high school yet. Or I'm just an old man and everybody looks young to me.
Yeah.
But talk about being a role model and setting the setting the stage for these kids?
I mean, being the oldest, I am the oldest, I'm pretty sure, out of all these guys. I'm 18. No one else is 18. Actually, the other senior just turned 18. And
man, you're old.
Yeah. Them being around me, I feel like they can mature around me and grow up. And they look up to me. They look up to me on the field, around school. I also played for the basketball team, and I wasn't the oldest on that team, but being in a different setting.
You played for the Royals basketball team?
Yes, sir.
You're a multi-sport athlete. I love that. Now the season's over. When did the season get over? Like 3 weeks ago in basketball?
We got knocked out first round of playoffs. We were just mediocre in basketball, and I think it got done like January, first week of February got done.
Okay. And what position do you play in basketball?
Point guard, shooting guard.
I was gonna guess point guard. If you're a shortstop,
nah.
Typically that's the athlete. Those are the leaders, and you're calling the plays and getting rid of the rock to who needs to. Now, were you shooting point guard, or you had to give the rock up?
I shoot it, yeah.
You're the black hole. Nobody's getting the ball back. He gets the ball. He's got the point guard. Coach is telling him run the play, and you're launching it up.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? You're a senior.
Yeah. I shot the ball a lot. I just spot up. They pass it right up. Sometimes I take it down the court, and when I didn't, I was sitting in the corner waiting for that shot.
Well, you're a pretty decent three-point shooter.
Yeah, I'd say so myself.
Well,
ball in the air, feet in the air.
Yeah. If you can't brag about yourself, or not brag, if you can't applaud yourself, you got to have that self-confidence.
Yes, sir.
And it takes a lot of shortstop, especially after an error, and the pitcher's looking at you like, really?
Yeah.
That's just baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, your favorite memory, and it can go back to your youth or even basketball. What's your favorite memory at 18 years young in sports?
In sports?
That you participated in.
I got a lot of favorite memories. Probably running back to literally when we were 11, went all the way to States. And we got second, but we thought we were going to go off the regionals.
The World Series?
No, you couldn't go when you were 11, because we were like 10-11. Not literally World Series is 11-12.
Gotcha.
But our 11-year-old year, went to States, like had a really good team. And all these guys, some of us went to different high schools, like Northeast, Keswick. But two of us are here at Dixie. But both the
Dixie? Senior,
Hollins, my bad.
I like the way Dixie Hollins rolls, so I've been stopping myself.
Yeah.
But
sorry about that.
Don't have to say sorry to me, man.
Me and the other senior were both on that team, and it was just a great season. Great. We went to districts, regionals, or sectionals it was in Little League and States, and it was just a great time.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, that was 7 years ago, but isn't it amazing? And I assure you this, you will remember. When you're a dinosaur like me, you'll still have these memories.
Yeah, for
sports
sure.
Sports just incite memories, and because you actually did it yourself. Okay, favorite baseball team? I'm sure I know the answer, but what's your favorite pro team?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, I tell you what, who'd I have last? St. Pete High. A couple of these clowns were like Cardinals, and I'm like, how do you survive around here? They grew up here. One guy was the Cardinals, and one was Cardinals? On Pittsburgh Pirates, and they're horrible. Anyway, yeah, you got to stick. You got the Rays colors anyway.
Yeah, I grew up loving Carl Crawford.
Oh, yeah, well, you've been following for a while then, yep. Carl Crawford. And unfortunately, we're not going to see baseball right now. You guys got to keep praying that we get baseball back. All right, anybody you want to do a shout-out to?
Shout-out? I'll just shout-out my family.
Well, you better.
Shout-out my family, my teammates. Hopefully some of them will get to talk right here, my coaches, and that's about it. I mean.
Well, that's not it for me. I always ask this question. Girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
You want better do a shout out to her. You're gonna have a tough Saturday night,
shout out
dude.
My girlfriend, Shaylin. But that's it.
See, I just bailed you out. I bailed you out. Hey, how about Valentine's Day? Did you step up to the plate?
Yeah, I stepped to the plate.
Attaboy. All right, you're gonna have a good life. Hey, one last question. Any plans after you graduate this year?
After I graduate, most likely I'm going to junior college on a baseball scholarship. Don't know which one yet, but looking forward. Probably, most likely SPC, and we'll see from there on out. But
Rob, anywhere you can go and play and continue, yeah. You know, the passion, the love you have, and good luck. Have a great career.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll get out to a game, and I'll be the old man that keeps
start screaming, going, Hollins, I'll be cheering for you fellas. I better, there's an army of you down here. All right, why don't we move the mic over to this young man? Are we throwing you on? I don't care. I got time for about five or six of you, so what's your name, young man?
I'm Kenneth Robinson.
You are why this is taking place. Caleb's the man. He's the reason why this took place, and I appreciate it. So let's talk about what year are you?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. You're not a real rookie. All right. So what position do you play, Caleb?
I'm a pitcher, and I play first base also.
Right hand or left hand?
Right hander.
Right hander. Coach wishes you. You guys got any lefties in your rotation?
Not really.
It's hard to find
in
high school.
But one of our relievers is the senior. His name's Jacob. He's one of our lefties.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
So you're a junior. Let's talk about your favorite memory, and it can go back to youth league, all the way up to this year.
I'd honestly say my personal favorite baseball experience was hitting my first home run back in Little League. Because
everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
I bet I've had a dozen out of three dozen kids say, my first home run in Little League.
Well, what made it special for me was that was kind of like the season I wasn't really having fun. I actually took a break from baseball after that season. I wasn't having fun, but...
If you're not having fun, you shouldn't play, right?
Yeah, I took a break and I came back and I just had a better love for the game after that. I learned to appreciate it a lot more. But going back to that first home run, like my dad was a coach and... Always.
Hey, man, he's a proud papa.
Yeah, made it proud. So, and my mom was in the stands and everything. So, kind of just everybody was all happy for me. Funny story is that my grandfather went to the bathroom and
he missed it.
Yeah, and then back I believe All Stars that same year, I got a double off the wall or something. And he was in the bathroom, so it's kind of like a little joke around the family.
Now, don't be upset with your grandpa, because I'm one. And when you get to be our age, that bathroom calls a lot more often than you want. And you can't, you're like, oh, I got a couple pitches here. I'll make it back.
Oh, yeah.
But with that kind of success, I tell him every game he goes to, hey, Gramps, get to the bathroom. I haven't had a hit in a couple games. You need a hit break, right?
Definitely.
So have you played any other sports since in high school? Baseball, your baby.
Not in high school, but I do plan on going out for the basketball team next year. That's one of the things I've wanted to do.
Well, you've got the point guard graduating.
Yeah.
Are you a point guard?
I'm more of a shooting guard. I don't really like taking up ball responsibilities.
You're a two guard.
Yeah.
Can you shoot the rock is the bottom line.
Yeah, I can.
I like the confidence that these Royals display. All right, let's go. Favorite memory.
In high school?
No, favorite team, I'm sorry.
Favorite team, the Rays. Definitely the Rays.
Good call.
Yeah.
Favorite player,
I'd probably say Franco more recently just because...
Everybody your age says Wander Franco.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. And
My favorite player before him, I know he just got injured, but it was Glasnow. He was somebody I looked up to, especially while pitching. Like, he's got a wicked curveball, and that's something that I kind of like...
He's got mental ferocity too.
That too.
I mean,
I definitely try to take after.
6'7", 6'8"?
Yeah. I'm not even 6 foot, but I like to pretend like I have the mentality of him.
That's all it takes. Right here.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. You want to do a shout out, but I believe that your mother's here. She's not? No.
Not today, but yeah, I'd like to shout out my mom, my grandma.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.